This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I'm running very fast, you know, with Johnny.
Do I know? Yes, I know.
No, of course you know. Yeah. I know you know, but I'm saying, you know, like we're all on the same page.
Yes.
But I'm with Johnny, Damon, and Mo Vaughn.
Uh-huh.
And we're playing the Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And when
the
running part. And when you play, yes. Mm-hmm. And when you play the Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. you run.
Yeah.
Until you stop.
That is the whole thing?
My understanding of it, and I don't have HBO.
Yeah.
So my understanding of it in general is that it is essentially a race.
Have you seen, Ron? Sorry.
Ron, sorry
while
about
you
this.
Were taking a sip and maybe
it's okay.
You
it's bad timing,
time.
But.
No, it's fine.
Do you have HBO?
I do have HBO.
How is it?
It's fun to have. Yeah. I don't use it often, mostly just to watch Barry or like old episodes of Real Sex.
Oh, okay, yeah. And they've got them all archived on there.
Yeah,
huh?
They do.
Yeah. Any favorites?
I like the one where they just show nudist colonies and what they're like.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yep.
And then I think there was one when they go to a players' convention. That was fun.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But just in general, I like the ends of it when they're talking to the people and just doing on the street interviews about sex. That
yeah.
was my favorite part of the Real Sex series.
It's nice to see people talk in a frank, honest way about sex,
yeah.
which just you know, it's happening.
It is,
like it or not.
Vulture,
I like it. Who doesn't like? Who is the or not?
Well, I you heard of this freaking.
You don't have to like every kind of it, too.
Yeah.
Like not all of it.
Why not?
You don't have to like it for yourself.
Yeah.
But it's okay for
every
others.
Kind.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you do. You do have to like most of it.
Yeah, you should.
Please.
This is a sex positive show.
We've decided to go sex positive. The show started sex negative, and well, let's mm-hmm. get into. I mean, yeah. what we're here to do. We started with a purely sex negative angle.
Can we stay on the HBO thing for a second?
Yeah.
Vulture came out with a list today of the best 72 best HBO, all the HBO shows, 72, all of them ranked.
Ah.
And would you believe that you are speaking to someone who worked on number 54?
Wow.
One spot behind Crashing.
I stan. We must stan him. Look at this. We're in the presence of someone who made the top 55.
18 shows worse on a prestige network.
On a network that's pretty
so they're
choosy
all,
about what
yes,
they even make.
Yes.
Can we agree on that, Ron?
Mm-hmm.
Steve Baker ain't exactly just... rubber stamp and everything that comes across his desk. You got to kind of sell this guy. Little razzle dazzle.
So
what
I'm
show?
Divorce.
Oh, okay.
So if I'm actually, if I'm feeling a little froggy today,
mm-hmm.
it might be because I'm sort of feeling my oats.
You got an
for
extra
being
spring in
number
your step.
54.
You were a big part of that, the voice of that show, and I could hear you in it. I would often hear you in their friends, the main character's friends.
So anyway, go ahead with the idea.
So the idea is obviously the show started as a sex negative screed, and we've transitioned into just having no form. We realized that was bad. We're going sex positive, but that's not quite enough because a lot of people beat us to the punch on that, and. What Earwolf wants, most people.
There's not a lot of territory left.
But a lot of
podcasts. And Conan, frankly, is eating our lunch in that regard.
Yeah. But podcast-wise, Earwolf has been putting a lot of pressure on us to do sort of an intro show. We've been told their show is very difficult to get into, that people don't like it when they listen.
Yeah.
And that maybe there would be a primer of sorts that we could walk people to, you know.
This is Kevin's
idea.
Well,
I've only been here a couple minutes.
What are you
minutes?
Shaking your head?
Well,
this is your idea.
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. Yeah, it was. I just kind of want to be behind the scenes, though. You guys are doing great.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Well, don't shake your head then.
Well, I saw you slowly turning yours toward me, and I knew what was about to happen.
Well, yeah. Keep
why
the mic
why
ready.
Did you want to do this? And why was this your favorite idea to have?
Well, I think it's a good idea as a way to get new listeners to kind of show, take a step back and see, like, aren't we all just friends here?
Shut up for a second.
Thank you.
So, because I'm one of the rare people who would rather talk to Ron than Kevin right now.
I agree.
And when I brought up Ron.
He's got such a good voice.
His voice is not the issue. It's the content of what he says. Mm-hmm. If you're around him long enough, he'll make you uncomfortable.
I get that.
But we brought up the idea of doing like a primer, and you said, I've only been here for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
So who better, right?
Yeah.
With a child's mind.
To introduce other new listeners to this show. So this can be, you can kind of host, and this can be the first episode. If people need like an entry point, can we pin this to the feed? Is that possible?
Can you pin it to the top of a
can
feed?
You pin it to the top?
I think so.
And
I
can this be a feeded pin?
I'll ask if we can pin it. I don't know how pinning works, but I'll reach out.
And this one can be pinned.
So we'll pin this one, Ron. And what this will be is sort of our pinned episode when you first pull up the page that people see.
And Ron is being so respectful with the way he is pouring. Can I just say? And you would never know.
And this is aimed at me.
But he just poured a whole glass.
And this is aimed at me. I'm sort of a sloppy, loud pourer.
And he has a loud straw.
Yeah. It's basically Splash Mountain in here when I get thirsty. I'm slopping and pouring everywhere, and I do it right next to the mic.
Yeah, I get that.
So thank you. So he's also being respectful of my choice to ruin the show. Now,
it's your show.
Thank you. This is what
we've been saying. We've been saying this for over a year. You did a Conan show?
Yeah, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
How did you?
Or his live show, because I did both.
Okay.
Whole fucking resume, and he just high-fived Engineer Jordan.
That's bad for me.
You guys have never high-fived me.
When our guest has an ally.
I'm sitting all the way over here, going to get up.
Yes.
Sean's got a computer between the two. You want to smash the computer?
This is an expensive computer. I don't want to.
He could smash
believe
it.
Believe me, Earwolf will take it out of my check. That I'm certain of.
How did you... That happened to you?
Doing the podcast?
Do the show, yeah.
Mm. Well, we were on his private jet on our way to do a show, and then he said, I'm doing a podcast. Would you like to do it?
He was doing it right then?
On the jet?
No, but that he had said he was doing it then.
But he asked you on the jet. What are you eating on the jet?
What was I eating? Usually like just a nice salad and a delicious
salad.
Wrap.
Jet
you
salad.
Know, you don't, it's not like fancy. We're not trying to show off.
No, It's one of those humble private jets with just a nice salad.
Yeah.
That.
Where was the show?
I don't remember what he asked me. We just went around. It was like a whole tour.
You just were flying around?
We went to a bunch of, we went to Chicago. We went to Seattle.
Been there.
And we did shows there too.
Done those shows.
A bunch of other places.
On a plane that actually fits a ton of people.
Well, could you bring your drugs?
A huge one.
A way bigger plane.
Could we bring our drugs? Yeah. We actually don't even have to bring them because they have ones there for us. And we don't have to, like, bring our own.
Okay.
Yeah. But I could. I think, I believe I probably had some, like, Nasonex and some vitamins and stuff.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Can't carry it.
Yeah. I keep that thing on me.
The secret for you for, like, getting Nasonex on the plane is to sort of, like, fill your mouth with the liquid.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can get at the Hudson News a little contact lens thing. And when it's time, once you get through security, you can take the Nasonex liquid and just kind of spit it into the contact lens container.
Yeah. The issue is they'll try to trip you up by asking you questions, but I'm able to gargle speak pretty effectively.
Do you want to show Ron how you do that?
Oh, I mean, I guess I'd need some water.
I see a glass in front of you.
And Kevin obviously doesn't want to be, wants to be behind the scenes today because the water glass is completely empty.
Okay.
Okay, so Ron.
So does somebody want to be TSA?
Yeah, Ron.
Pour loud.
Ron, you want to be TSA?
That was me being modest.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to be TSA?
Sure. Can I touch your junk?
We'll wait till he's fully.
No, I'd love that.
I'm sorry, sir.
Careful, careful about that. It's a wild one.
Okay, and you did end up swallowing all of it.
Well, and does that's that a danger. That but I sometimes? Put so much in to start with.
Okay, so you can swallow a little of it and then have enough left to get you through at least the plane ride.
And just swallowing it is an incredible rush.
Let's talk about your relationship to this show.
To this podcast.
Yes.
Okay. But not intro in it.
Well, as part of
this
it,
part,
this
part
could
of the
be
intro.
A great way and just like your familiarity with the show.
Yeah.
Your favorite episodes, how many times you listen to it.
Yeah, just what the show is, if you could describe it. New listener, this is Ron telling you what he loves about the show.
What I mostly like about Hollywood Handbook, when I listen to it, it just reminds you that, like, anybody can make a podcast. Like, you don't really have to have a topic or really a focus or really a plan going into it. Just get a microphone and some friends and just talk. And, like, if you just keep doing it enough, people will listen to it, or they won't. And then just invite people who are slightly more famous to come on there. And then, but like, just make sure that they are busy enough so they don't get all the information. So they just say yes. And then they show up. And then they get there and they're like, what did I say yes to?
And okay, that is,
that's a pretty big, decent overview.
That is a great start.
I
would like to know, just going forward, just to make sure, what information is it good for us to withhold for guests in the future? Smart to withhold for just like getting people in the room.
I mean, I guess I would withhold that, like, you don't know what you guys are talking about. I would definitely not tell people that.
Yes.
Like, when they get there.
Perfect.
Most of the thing is like, guests is like, boom, I'm going to just jump into an established situation.
Exactly.
Something that's already moving forward. Yes.
Especially after almost 6 years.
6 years of doing this show. Yeah.
And were you thinking of some like personal memory that made you say, oh no?
No, just the, I think I just said, oh no.
You don't have to get it if it's like a...
No, I'll tell
too
you.
Too personal.
No, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
It was mostly just like, oh, you know, I was more like an oh no of like, oh my God, you could keep doing something for so long and then still not know what you're doing.
Still
like,
feeling around. Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
So moving forward, so that's kind of established what the show has been.
Yeah.
And then moving forward, is there anything you'd like to see on the show?
More Jordan, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So. We've tried that.
What? You tried that?
She has a BA in vocal performance. And do you see, she was just adjusting the mic with her left arm. Can you do that again? And she's showing off the music note on her forearm.
I have many tattoos.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
You're my favorite guest.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and that is a direct shot at Julie Klausner.
What?
And who else?
She's destroying Weird Al.
Weird Al.
She just ripped Weird Al to shreds.
I did sound effects with Reggie Watts, too.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, Reggie's a nice guy, too.
Yeah, he's very nice.
Yeah, he's one of my gym buddies.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't have a
what gym
buddy.
We talking?
What gym?
Which gym?
The Warner Brothers gym.
Warner Brothers gym.
Warner Brothers gym. Yeah, inside the water tower with the Animaniacs.
Yeah, you'll know. You got it.
Yeah, I'm working out in there, too.
Yeah.
That sounds like an intense workout.
Get spotted by Wacko? Yeah. He's the buffest of them all.
Oh, yeah. We recently, somebody compared Hayes and I to
The Animaniacs, and I believe I was Wacko.
Who did that?
Just someone online. I'm always online. Have you been on this stuff, looking at this crazy stuff?
Not familiar.
You ever
with
search
it.
Ron?
No, never. There's a lot of Rons, so I never search Ron.
Never, ever do that.
I've been trying to get off more internet things off recently.
It. Yeah.
Because that's just my girlfriend's a big pusher in that. She hates the internet.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking there might be something on there about her that she doesn't want you to see.
Right. No, I think it's mostly that she knows that a lot of people, like sometimes people that I could cheat on her.
Oh, that those
people
are
in the DM.
Those people are on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's afraid you're going to carpe DM.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fun. And I'm like, no, I wouldn't do that. But
sure.
You know, I get her fear.
Yeah.
When Weird Al was here after the show, he asked if we wanted to go to his Greek theater show.
Nice. Did you guys go?
Well, not yet.
We had
it
hasn't happened yet. But then earlier this week, he emailed us and he was asking if we still wanted to go in a way that like seemed like it was potentially
like
a problem.
Having trouble selling tickets?
No.
It's the opposite.
In fact, the opposite. That he was maybe running out of comps,
and like, since he had maybe overpromised and done too many podcasts promoting it. We're on the way out. He said, "Hey, you should come to the show."
Right, yeah. What do you think is the right thing? What do you think is the right thing to do in this situation? He emailed and was like, "The comps are at a premium, but I did promise you that you guys could go if you wanted."
He's like, "I'm staying true to my word by sending this email."
That's what he wrote in it?
Yes.
Sounds like he doesn't want you to go.
Well, but at the same time, we want to go.
We do want to go.
Yeah.
And he asked if we would be each other's plus ones, which realistically we probably would have been anyway.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just met you guys and I know that.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on for us in the other company department.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, then it sounds like you should go. I mean,
okay, good.
Like
we good.
Okay, we took them. We did say we did go. We're going to, we said please.
Yeah, please. Yeah. You said please.
We said, I mean, you could, you know, you could back out if you want, if it's too crazy, but we would like to go. And so, yeah.
Yeah, seeing Weird Al of the Greek is a great, great experience.
Yeah, it'll be good. Have you been to the Greek?
No, I'm getting ready to go. I got tickets to go see George Clinton there.
Mm-hmm.
See George Clinton with my mom and my family.
Your mom and your family.
Mom and the rest of my family.
Oh, okay.
I've seen him.
I just didn't know,
I've seen him already.
I've seen him, too.
Yeah, I've seen him.
He's great. That's why I want to see him again, because you never know.
You never, ever, never
know. You know some stuff.
Well, you know it's not going to be not 10 more years.
You have a pretty good... Oh, that. Okay.
I thought
you meant, like, you never know what he's going to do up there.
No, I mean, you never know how long he's going to be around.
And that's the truth. And go and see these people, because they're dying.
Yeah. Come see me. Who knows when I'll die?
Go see Ron.
Yeah.
The guy could be dead.
Anytime. You never know.
I tell you what, I saw Tom Petty last year.
You went
wake
to-
up call for me.
Yeah. Don't just wait.
Hey, fun
People
concert.
Are always waiting. Go see some stuff. People were dying in the streets.
What are some of the best guests that you think we've had?
Yeah, who'd you say? Who are your favorite episodes we've done?
So you're my favorite guests on this show have been the ones that I looked up right before I got
okay.
here.
Okay.
Great.
So
yeah.
So Adam Kornover. I don't know how to pronounce his name. We've been friends for years. I don't care. He couldn't know I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah,
that definitely seems right.
You and you ruined
his wife's cooler, so he knows that.
His wife's cooler.
That's
we've got dirt on him now.
Wife's way cooler.
So you ruined his name by pronouncing it incorrectly,
sure.
And that's a little bit of a shot across the bow.
It's interesting that
you do it. I don't know.
He has a whole show supposedly dedicated to the truth.
Yeah,
and not once has he come out with the fact that his wife is better than him.
He should. The first thing he should have done is ruined himself. Ton of credibility beyond that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I go, build himself back up.
Yes.
With each episode.
He knows his wife's better.
Yeah, he should.
He's great. I love it. He's one of my favorite. That's one of my favorites.
My wife's a big fan of yours, Ron.
Oh, cool. I hear that so often, which usually to me is like, I don't, that's them going like, I'm not. But my wife is.
No.
But I hear that for so many guys. So many guys are like, you're my wife's favorite. I like that. That makes me
well,
very
she's
happy.
Just been to see you live, and I haven't.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I haven't. I don't go to much stand-up. What I see, I'm loving it. I'm following you online.
You might.
I'm seeing the clips. I'm seeing filmed performances.
I've seen.
But she's going to the theater.
Yeah.
I've seen you a couple times, and you might remember I was maybe being very funny from the crowd.
I do remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
There's like kind of maybe one guy at some of your shows that's like talking.
Really not, helping out.
Not yelling stuff out, but talking in like a normal speaking voice.
Yeah.
Contributing.
Just throwing in
ideas.
Extras. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, as a comedian, we always appreciate that.
And not enough to disturb the show, but enough so you can hear.
No, disturb it. A little bit.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, just, you know, if you see something, say something.
Okay.
So if there's a part in
I'm
my
seeing
bit,
a lot. I'm coming up with so many ideas.
I've got tags on tags. Yeah. And it's comforting to me, actually, to hear that you've been staying away from online, because I have been in the DMs and I have been sending a lot of concepts for bits.
Mm-hmm.
Just funny shit. I mean, funny is funny.
Yeah.
And I've been sending funny ass shit in the DMs and thinking, why am I not getting thank you'd?
Yeah.
Why am I not getting this writing job? Yeah.
This could be
a little bit.
My Uber driver was saying, he's like, people are always saying you got to go to school for like these things or you got to get experience. But like you said, and like my Uber driver said yesterday, funny is funny. Just keep making content. If you're not good at comedy, just get on Snapchat.
Do more. Yeah. Do more of it.
Yeah.
Volume.
That's what he said. He said, just keep making content. Nobody cares if it's good.
It's shots on goal, man.
Yeah.
Because there's a familiarity
that
breed where people go like, I've seen this.
I've seen this guy and he sucks.
What I'm saying.
But still.
Still, I've seen him.
Yeah. 6 years.
Yeah.
6 years I've been listening to this shit.
Yeah.
I guess I must like it.
Put it on a Snapchat filter. Turn into a baby. Like, that's hilarious.
Dude,
people love that.
Yes, being a baby.
Be a baby. Be an old man. If you're a man, be a woman. If you're a woman, be a man. That's what comedy is in 2019.
Mm-hmm. I'm working. My new angle is that I'm writing stand-up for my baby.
Yeah.
I have a new baby, and I know I'm sort of a lost cause, but I can get him started. Some of my material.
Hey, they're not giving Netflix specials to comedians. They're giving them to babies. They're giving them to returning actors.
Launch Funny or Die.
Yeah, people who are dead and reincarnated and come back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're getting them. So, yeah, your baby could get one.
That's the idea, is that I'm going to get the baby in there.
Remember the landlord?
Sold.
There's a video that launched the entire Funny or Die network. That was basically what it was. The landlord was a baby.
Ultimately, it or died, but for so long it was funny.
For so long.
So these videos just get old.
To go.
Well, and I think that it should have been funny or die or possibly pivot to branded content.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that would have left them a little more leeway to go like, we did exactly what we said we were going to do.
And watch these videos because you never know.
Watch the video.
You have to watch your favorite videos.
Because the landlord could be wiped tomorrow.
Uh-huh. All the way to Super Deluxe.
We've all learned the lessons of Super Deluxe.
As soon as Super Deluxe comes back for the next round, make sure to watch everything that they
watch
have
it when
there.
It goes up. Because what we know is it will go
the
away.
The clock is ticking.
Yeah.
This could be a good opportunity. Ron's here, you know? So to get some of the... He's not allowed on the internet.
Okay.
So to take some of these things off the internet, some of your ideas.
Some of the comedy ideas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, from... my baby does a lot of, like, physical comedy where... do you have, like, a baby carrier? You ever carry your kid around in one of those? Have you ever done that?
No.
Like in The Hangover, they have like the carrier he's got the baby in.
Oh, funny.
It's funny. Yeah.
So I saw that in Vegas recently. They still selling t-shirts.
Yeah. So bring up
the Hangover. Cirque du Soleil. Did you see that?
I didn't see the Cirque du Soleil, but they're selling
it's
shirts.
Really good.
They're doing it's a awesome. Whole like Hangover experience.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not bad for a movie that people like didn't think was funny at the time.
Yeah. Well, at that, I don't know.
Some people did.
How to even weigh in on.
Not the second nor third. No one liked those ones.
The second one was a disappointment to a lot of people. But some people really thought there was like fan service.
Well, like go back. I mean, you think that, but like that's what people think. And then like Ace Ventura and Ace Ventura 2. But go back and try to watch Ace Ventura 2.
You must be the Monopoly guy.
You can't get through.
Thanks for the free parking. Why would I know that if it wasn't good?
Because it was always there, just like my Uber driver says, because the content
was
there.
Because he
was
making
there.
Content. Well, anyway, there's a type of baby carrier known as the Ergo.
Mm-hmm.
There's like it's the Bjorn name. Is a more famous one, but the Ergo.
That's a funnier name.
And so, you know, they're facing your body at the beginning.
Okay.
And so my baby likes to do a lot of physical stuff where he talks about when you've got that Ergo face.
Like when you're getting carried?
Yeah, he goes, you know when you've been, you know when dad just went on a long walk with you and you got that Ergo face?
Yeah.
And then he does it. It's kind of like some stand-up I remember used to do a bit about eating jujubes in the movie theater and how you get jujube
was
face, try to pull it
Seinfeld?
Out.
Could have been Elaine from Seinfeld. This has been an issue. Sean and I have talked about this. Is like
Elaine from Seinfeld
who
is my top favorite stand-up on Seinfeld.
Okay, so again, there's an issue with Sean where, like, everyone on TV he sort of thinks is, like, doing stand-up for him.
Well, aren't they?
Kind of.
In a way. He has sort of sold me on it with points like that.
Yeah.
So
Walter White on Breaking Bad. Hella funny monologues.
They are facing you almost
I'm the one who knocks. I'm the one who knock-knocks?
Yeah. He's doing knock-knock.
Yeah. Ultimately, that's just a very long knock-knock joke.
Yeah. Knock, knock, who's there? Me. I'm the one who knocks.
Yeah, I'm the one who knocks.
Yeah.
So anyway, Ergo face is a little bit, it's maybe too close to Juju face.
Kind of specific, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else you got?
That's most of it.
Yeah, I get it.
The baby's not that old. Yeah.
He's pretty young.
Like,
if you're going to name the special, it's going to be Ergo face.
Ergo face would be the name of the special.
But probably maybe can't use the name because it is a brand.
It's also, he does a bit right before where it's like, you know, he's like, you know, when your dad's putting you in the Ergo and you're thinking, he's got this. And there's always that moment where you go, he don't got this.
Yeah, that's classic.
He's liking it.
I do like that because I remember that as being the dad, but I never was like, I got this. The whole time I was like,
I'm fine.
He's got this.
Oh, well, then that baby, I mean.
But then there is a point where you're going like, I think I'm going to let go with this hand and try to grab the strap. And you're like, I hope the baby doesn't know. And the baby's going like, he don't got this.
Yeah, the baby knows. Yeah.
Ultimately, he does feel insecure.
No. And what about Ergo Fuck Yourself, you could say?
Ergo Fuck movie. Yourself has been, that we have shirts and everything. Yeah.
Oh, you got to.
Yeah. We got Ergo you Fuck Yourself.
Ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan, is there an issue?
Good, Jordan.
There's no issue. I had one, but I think you're going to make fun of me.
No, I'm
Jordan,
I've never made
how
fun
do
of
they
anyone.
Jordan,
treat you when I'm not here, Jordan.
Jordan?
Yeah.
Take that back.
Okay. I kind of take it back. Well, could I suggest a comedy special name?
Yeah, please.
I think it should be Everywhere You Go, Ergo.
Okay.
Say it's bad.
No. So,
Everywhere You Go, Ergo.
No, she said Ergo.
Yeah, you just pitched.
Ergo.
We're going to leave now.
You're in a safe space for pitching.
That's good.
You're in a safe space for pitching.
Hey, this is a totally safe space. We are blue sky in this special. We really only have the one bit that we've kind of decided Jujubee's face has stepped on. So
it has to be some variation
clean
on this. And there is an open question whether we can use Ergo at all because of the name. So Ergo maybe is.
Oh,
well,
right,
and most people Ergo know of a baby Bjorn, really.
Yeah.
If they saw an Ergo, they'd say that's a baby Bjorn. But it's not. That's a brand.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And really, the Ergo is a little more adjustable and supportive, I think.
Hollywood Hamlet.
So,
what did you say on the Conan show?
When
you did
his podcast?
When the middle part? Is it out already?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You check it out. Conan Needs a Friend, or just my podcast, Getting Better. Check it out.
Getting Better. And what are you getting better at?
So is
everything.
Ours. Wow, that's heavy.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's
that's
just talking
me
to
up.
People who I respect and think that they are trying to get better at stuff. And we just kind of talk about that, usually about career and like health stuff, but also just family life and sex and all types of things. It's just the constant pursuit and frustrations involved in getting better. That's what my podcast is about.
Would you ever have somebody like a me or a Hayes on a show like that?
I don't think so currently. Not that you don't live that lifestyle. I'm sure you do.
Sure, yeah, close. Yeah,
getting there, yeah. But not currently.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah.
It's because I don't have enough microphones.
Yeah, and that's the thing with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, we've been told that on a lot of these shows. Yeah.
They're limited.
Like, yeah.
Emails that'll say like, oh, yeah, sure. Come. Oh, I just checked.
I wouldn't want to split you guys up. I only got two mics. So it'll be difficult.
Sucks.
I don't want that.
Sucks. Yeah. Didn't want it. I would never do that to my friend.
Yeah. And I knew you wouldn't. And that's why I didn't want to put you in that position.
And that you honor me with that statement. And I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I'm getting better at a few different things.
What are you getting better at?
I'm eating a lot more slowly.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Being more mindful.
You're
when
not
you eat.
Gulping it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's important. I got problems with that.
A lot of the time, I will end up sitting down in the shower and getting kind of tired, like staying in the shower too long because it is very comfortable to just kind of sit.
It's
down in
warm
there
at first.
With your butt just kind of flat against the shower floor.
Are you eating something?
You can.
You well, can.
I'm
you
just trying to find
there.
The level of your depression.
A lot of stuff, first of all, a lot of stuff smells like food in there.
Yeah.
And the soap says blue corn on it.
Yeah. One thing I'm working with now is I've been really getting way better at making sure as I'm going to bed that all my airways are clear.
Yeah, that's important.
And this is the eating.
You don't
so
want to
you
want to
eat. So you want to eat slowly, they say, but don't eat too slowly.
Finish before you actually fully fall asleep.
Don't just put some food in there and let your mouth juices kind of dissolve it over the course of the night.
Like a snake, like how a bat eats a rat.
Yes.
It's a lot like how a bat eats a rat. People think of, I think breakfast in bed is mentioned as like a luxury thing a lot of the time. But when the reality is that it's 4 a.m. and you just still have your dinner in your mouth.
That is breakfast.
That is breakfast in bed.
I think
but
that's
it's not.
How they created fourth meal.
Yes.
Oh.
That's how they did that.
Yeah.
And working back through it, that's making a lot of sense to me now.
Thank you.
Bong. That's what they say in the
Jordan,
ads.
What are you getting better at?
I'm getting better at I'm to the gym.
Nice. No, you shake your head no, you're not doing it.
No, I am, yeah. I've
so
had,
then why'd you shake your head no?
Sometimes I don't know what to say on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jordan?
Yeah.
I
take that back. This instant.
I mean, I know what to say on the show all the time.
You have to drive on to the Warner Brothers gym and you have to use your drive on beep card every time you go in.
I mean, are you
talk to the security guy?
You do have to talk to the security guy.
Okay.
You definitely have to talk to the security
beeping
guy.
In.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it depends on the security person.
Mm.
Some of them, they know me. So
they know you already. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty hefty discount probably at that gym.
I don't think I've paid to go there in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Because they're very, mostly because when I went there, I was like, you know, I was very much larger. I was like 140 pounds heavier. And I think they were just like, you school, you're coming in. And I was paying. And then I just not paid. And then nobody ever said anything.
Mm.
And so then I just kept not paying.
Is it possible that this is the set of the show Champions?
Could be.
Oh.
I like that. Bring it back.
They had a gym.
Did it get canceled yet?
Yes.
And it so is that, bad.
And technically,
that could be why they're starting to maybe think about charging you.
Yeah.
To use the gym.
Because they, because otherwise, why keep it there?
Right.
Yeah, it's hard to figure out network TV right now.
Hey, yeah, don't have to tell me.
You agree. I mean, you set the standard that now other shows are doing, which is going live.
What other show went live?
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, they did still that.
Went from sitcom, single cam, and they went live.
Yeah,
Chicago Fire's going live next season.
As they should. Mm-hmm. How else will you deal with the fires in real time?
There's an immediacy
to fire.
Yeah, you need to be live.
Mm-hmm. You see on TV, you're like, this happened before. Okay, I think I know this is eventually going to go.
Feeling out. I know what happens. Yeah,
you gotta know it's live. You don't know what's going to happen with the fire.
Mm-hmm. Grease live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They went live.
Yeah, slipping all.
Jesus Christ
Superstar.
Billions went live.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billions is live now.
Yes, yeah, and you guys didn't think I never thought about it like this.
Chernobyl's live.
Trailblazer.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder maybe you could help us be getting better at the podcast.
Well, from that sentence, probably. We were all looking around like, what the fuck is he about?
You got notes on the sentence structure?
I'm all ears.
I'm all ears. I'd love to hear a better way to say that.
You know what? You were. You were precise. No wasted words.
What's the network?
We got to fill a whole show.
What's the network that you're doing? That you're on?
I don't think I'm on any network currently.
So you think we should burn this bridge?
Sure.
That's the issue. I agree.
Yeah.
This is an anchor.
Let go. Everybody gets too concerned. Just go right up to the president of any network and just go, hey, look, I'm here and I should be your major star. And if you don't see that, you can go fuck yourself.
And wow.
And that's how you get things.
And ergo fuck yourself.
Yeah, ergo fuck yourself and then hand them the USB stick with your special.
With
on
my
it.
Baby stand up special. Shot at
Comedy Club West Side. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full hard drive. It doesn't fit on a USB stick.
Oh, yeah. You get full external hard drive.
Well, it takes so long. I mean, he barely makes any noises.
It's a
so
server.
To get him to form the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the video quality is really, really good. It's shot on a Phantom cam.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those reds.
Yeah, the ones that they use for, like, the really good NBA highlights.
I love that.
So it is on a server.
I like that idea.
And it's shot from many angles.
You do the podcast at home?
Yeah. I like doing it at home, so I can be at home.
We do one at home, too.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you get rid of the flies?
And the flies aren't an issue. The issue in my one is that it gets pretty hot in my office, so by the end of the podcast, people are usually all sweaty.
But so, that's so good for, like, really getting them to open up.
It is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like an interrogation in there.
Yeah.
Where I'm just trying to
let their guard down. Yeah,
sweat it out of them.
Mm-hmm. And they're dehydrated as hell, so they're not making good choices.
The best thing for a podcast is to recreate the conditions of Abu Ghraib, and I have been saying this.
And we're not supporting or condoning anything that was done there, just as we're not fully sex negative anymore.
Definitely not condoning it.
But what we're saying is those conditions are conducive, in a safe way, are conducive to a podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And without, of course, the photos.
Yeah.
Although Kevin would disagree.
Yeah, you need the photos. How else you could get
Kevin is something of the Lindy England of this podcast.
Kevin, what are you getting better at?
I'm taking showers at times that Sean and Hayes find appropriate.
Hold on.
That's a lot of information in a little sentence.
And you clear. It looks like you took a shower this morning.
What type of operation are you running? Jordan's terrified of you guys. This guy is not allowed to take showers unless you determine it's the proper time. What's going on over here?
We're just supporting our friends.
He's allowed to take showers whenever he wants, as long as he takes one in the morning. Because sometimes there's been an issue where Kevin will take a shower only right before he goes to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then his hair's all wet. It's
smashed.
It's essentially smashing with the pillow.
It smashes
all night.
And becomes something else.
And then he comes in and it's a different show
Yeah.
You listen to it, so you
know. Yeah, I know. I can tell when he's got bedhead.
You can tell when Kevin took a shower the night before
versus
when he took a shower morning.
It looks like you let him freaking bug do his hair.
When I can tell he took a shower that morning.
And also, it would be fine. There are actually ways in which Kevin could disguise the fact that he didn't shower in the morning. A comb. I mean, he has options.
Mm-hmm.
But he's choosing not to.
Okay. I feel like you guys are picking on him, and I'm just looking at the three of you, and you, like, traditionally, he's the most attractive of the three.
I've tried to get it.
Well, that is youth. That is youth and youth alone. Would it shock you, Ron, to know that I was once considered very beautiful?
A little bit, but not totally. I could see you that you lived on that, and you let it get to your head, and you let yourself go.
Yes. I mean, as we're talking about, you know, getting better in Jordan Bench's gym memberships, I don't have a free Warner Brothers gym membership. In fact, I just had to cancel mine forever.
Oh, sorry.
I would hate being conventionally attractive. And I'm so, and thank you for not insulting me like that.
Oh,
being
no
like
worries. Most basic, not normal. Would looking. Not be something I would think about when it comes to you.
Thank
I'm like
you.
A suicide girl. Like, I have a raw, kind of filthy attractiveness.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that people enjoyed you 10 years ago.
And people did did like me. Yes, looking at me. Yes. I'm in an audio medium. I mean, no one's more aware of what my strengths are than me.
Putting together strong sentences.
Zig's in there today. Hi, Zig.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Zig.
Are we in trouble when he's here?
No. Yeah, is Zig here to get us in trouble?
No, I'm just sitting in and watching the show.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Okay.
When did we lose you?
You've never lost me. I'm still in.
Okay.
That's nice.
He was locked in at the beginning. And then there was a point where it kind of
faded out.
Looking at his phone, stuff like that.
Yeah, I get that.
I think he's editing.
This show?
Yes, right now.
Wow. Live edit.
That's like this guy is doing on your other show.
Cut out some of the stuff where Ron's not nice to me. It's fine for us, but I don't really want other people to hear it. They might get ideas.
What guests have you had before?
On my show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you some of my favorite guests. The last guest I really liked, and usually guests are my friends, so I usually know them ahead of time. But I didn't know Jason Ritter was my last guest, and I never met him before. Mm. And he was the first guest to bring not one, but two Nintendo handheld systems with him. And I really liked that. But I think
different ones?
No, two Nintendo DSs. I don't know why.
Wow.
But I liked it. I really liked it. But some of my favorite conversations have probably been with either Yvette Nicole Brown or Wendy.
We did Harmontown.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, she's done it all the time. She's great, but she's great to talk to. She's great. And then I had Wendy McClendon from the Goldbergs, and she's just really fun to talk to.
Yeah, I'm reading her name.
Emily Gordon. I love talking to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know her.
Camille did this show.
Yeah, nice. Special thanks on Big Sick. Go ahead and check it out.
Yeah.
Special thanks on Big Sick. Go ahead and read the credits.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Look at the bottom. Yeah. Don't watch the movie. Just
go
skip
all
the way
to the end and just go check it out and see if maybe you recognize somebody. And it's my name.
We just have fun. Wrestler X-Pac was on there. We just have good times. My mom was one of my guests.
Okay.
So we have fun. Check it out.
What's she getting better at?
My mom's getting better at, when we talked about it, my mom was getting better at relaxing. My mom was used to being the one that had to take care of everybody, take care of me and my sister.
Mm.
And even when I got older, you know, I was still borrowing money for like phone bills and stuff. And she had to come in and live with me and learn to just be able to not have a job and relax and smoke weed by the pool house, which I think is a fun thing to get better at.
Mm-hmm.
So she was really just learning to relax and have fun in life. And I like that.
Allow yourself that leisure.
Yeah.
Not shut off that internal scolding voice. Like, yeah. Hey, you're supposed to be doing something
you need
else.
To be do this job somewhere.
No, you're supposed to be doing exactly this sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just freaking sparking the Chiba up, kind buds by the pool.
Yeah. She earned it.
House.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to get better at.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I don't get better at that. What I get better at is this podcast. Any other ideas? Anything for me? Anything that you hope the next episode is?
This is the best episode we've done.
This is the best one.
I could feel that. Yeah, I could feel that just from
Jordan's. So is there something
built in?
But I feel like I did the heavy lifting.
Turning Jordan against us.
Yeah, that's what I do. I find
this is what we did wrong at Harmontown.
He finds weak points. And then I actually heard this happened on Undateable too.
Any place I go to, I see who's supposed to be in charge, but then I find the real leader and I come and I talk to them.
He's talking to Rick Glassman and being like, you're not going to let this guy push you around.
Wait.
This guy, Chris D'Elia.
Wait a second. Does that mean I'm the real leader?
I think you might be.
Of Hollywood Handbook.
People have been talking about Jordan a lot, and I don't read these message boards, but people have been saying, like, Jordan's so fun. Oh, she's like,
Jordan's background laughter makes the show.
Yeah, I can see it.
It's like, okay, well, why is that happening? Because I'm getting the guest to say something funny.
Yes, that's right.
No, I agree with that.
I'm leaving enough space open for the guest to fill with something funny for her. So think about that.
I don't have any notes. I feel like you guys are doing your own thing. It's different.
Yeah, not for you, but for someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love honoring that.
I don't listen to
that.
Most podcasts. If you want me to listen to your podcast, you got to talk about wrestling from the 80s or 90s.
Mm-hmm. Okay, people are doing that, though, right?
Yeah, a lot of people are. Yeah. And they were involved in it. Yeah. So.
Irwin R. Scheister.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's right. It's IRS.
Yeah.
And that was okay to do, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We have extra mics if you want
them. To borrow it for my podcast?
Yeah,
in case you ever want to have two guests.
Or we could bring them.
I know, if you ever want to do two guests.
I'm comfortable with borrowing someone's expensive mics. That just doesn't.
You can have it. It's a gift.
No, I
don't. Kevin, let him do this.
Yeah, Kevin, give him
the gift. Just give it to him.
Because if we get both of us on there.
Take the mic.
You don't sound
not
serious,
don't do Kevin. It like that's like mean way to do it. Yeah. Be nice. It's a gift.
Here you go. Thank you.
Thank
don't
you.
Don't say
Kevin.
Thank you when you're giving someone a gift, Kevin. He says thank you. See how he did it? That is right. You don't say that.
You done any historical roasts lately?
No. They asked me to do one.
Oh, they did. Yeah, okay. Who'd they ask you to be?
To be Martin Luther King.
Okay.
But I didn't want to do it. I don't. I love Jeff Ross and I love I like the roast that he does, but I also really like Martin Luther King a lot. So I didn't feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
I get the point of the thing, but it's like, that's not my jam.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To roast him.
To just
even open yourself up to being roasted.
Yeah, or it'd be one thing if I felt like I could do a good mimicking job. If I was a mimic and I could do a good job at it. I don't think I look like Martin Luther
King. Don't do any impressions?
No. Here's my impression of Peter Griffin from Family Guy. Hi, I'm Peter Griffin from Family Guy. Sundays on Fox. I just say the time and the place.
But that gets all the information across.
Yeah.
And that is something that he definitely would know.
Yeah.
Of anything.
Only he would know.
Yeah. Yes.
That's where I live, Sundays, on Fox.
Can you do Stewie?
Yeah. Oh, hello. I'm Stewie. I also am on Sundays out on Fox.
That
wasn't that bad.
No, that was pretty good.
Got really close.
Thank you.
Scary close.
Thank you so much. I just went for it.
See any good movies lately?
What did I see that I liked? I don't know. No, I fell asleep during I usually fall asleep during movies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They can be so soothing.
Last movie I saw was Avengers Endgame. And so to me,
that's a sleepy one.
Yeah. The whole movie was just that. Thor murdered a guy, and then
they are murdering people.
Forward to the future.
They don't use that language. Oh, but they're murdering.
These
people.
Are my heroes. These people that have murdered millions of guys.
Yeah, they murder people all the time.
Yeah, they say that they like defeated someone, but what they mean is they murdered someone. Yeah.
Oh, here's a movie about this guy that like smashed someone with a big hammer.
oh, I want to go watch that. That's normal to me.
Is this a
That's
good idea?
That's my hero.
For a podcast to take a story like that, like Thor murdering someone, but do it from the perspective of almost you're doing like a serial podcast investigating the murder. So it's like you're doing like a journalistic NPR type voice and pretending that you're looking into a crime, but it's really but just the like nerdist, a famous pop culture nerd thing.
But the nerdist crowd is listening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is that Actually, good? Is that better than this? Bad.
Yes.
Yeah. I think so too.
Can that be our intro to the show? We could just use that.
Me saying, is this a good idea or...
Well, I was thinking like the podcast, the serial podcast, we could kind of just say Hollywood Handbook is a serial.
And pin that?
Yeah.
And that's pin pinned? That? You want to pin this? So we would do like a...
Is there a serial podcast that is about cereal? Because that seems like you could go that way.
Cereal the food?
Yeah.
We've done a few jokes about this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
That well's pretty dry over here.
Nice. Well, I'm new here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
No, that. It's not. It's
No, I'm saying no it's way good. You could that means have, no. it's good. If we yeah. did it, it's
no,
good.
No, we love it. Yeah. I mean, we like it so much that we you really did. Wore it out. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Not viable.
So
but you want to do like an NPR serial type intro to like a murder show? And yeah. then that'll be pinned as the first episode of Hollywood Handbook?
And maybe it could start with Bron doing like Peter Griffin and Stewie. So
okay,
because that's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
But it's the only
that
time
grabs
we
him
ever
right
did
away.
That. It's like deceptive, mm-hmm. unless we could get like a couple more for like future episodes.
Yeah,
and Stewie is like we can just like Stewie can be like chiming in at different times.
Yeah,
so maybe Stewie is saying like, "Hey guys, what are you talking about?" And then we can just kind of react, and then you can be like, "Gotta go," and then in future episodes.
So the journalist who's investigating Thor's murder is now, he's interviewing Stewie, or Stewie's butting in.
Stewie's butting in, yeah, because I don't think Ron, we only have Ron for now.
We can't get a specific interview piece, so we need sort of movable
yes.
feasts.
Yes. So, Ron,
if you want to do some wild Stewie lines
wild
for us.
Wild Stewies of just like showing up and leaving. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like, hey guys, just like passing, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Hey, sorry, forgot my backpack. Yeah. I just said, I know I just left, but I'm coming back in. And yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
It's getting really good. This is what your podcast is about, good. I guess. You got so good
it
at it.
It is getting better.
In a very yeah. short amount of time. Okay. And so then we can be like, oh, Stewie's here. And so every episode we can. Essentially plug that Stewie is on the show.
Yeah, exactly. He's in every episode.
Okay. One like maybe one more. I don't want to like exhaust you, but yeah. just like
ooh, big fan. Just happy to be aboard.
Oh, that's good. He likes us.
That is great actually.
You're Rupert's favorite podcast.
Rupert's his friend, and they yes. it's heavily implied that they are in a sexual relationship, and it's like you never see it,
mm-hmm.
you okay. never see it,
which we're positive about,
except on some like banner ads on some sites, but like you, but it's heavily implied,
yeah, definitely.
You agree, yeah. I mean, I'm not crazy, it's not just me being like,
yeah, reading into something that isn't there,
right? That because that would be if I were the only one saying
it's
that,
a bit of both. You want it to be there, and it is there.
I don't.
You're creating your own reality in some ways.
Mm-hmm. So everything I see is something I want.
Well, Hayes, we've talked about this before. Your strongest muscle is, in fact, your
imagination.
Mind and imagination. Yes. And
you guys clearly talk about this a lot.
Oh, when he uses his
We've talked about this on the show, yeah.
Yeah. That is when he's really at the gym.
Some of my drawings.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He draws these monsters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
Freak you out. Not always. I mean, sometimes they're actually kind of cute,
mm-hmm.
but like, it's still like, where is this coming
and
from?
And I can like see faces and different stuff. Like a car can sometimes look like it has a face to me.
And when people the grill or like other places.
And well, the grill is
mainly the grill.
That's not special.
Mainly the grill.
The grill is a mouth.
Not special. You want to really.
But also, the headlights could be. Eyes.
They made a whole trilogy of movies about that premise.
That I. Oh, yeah. But I was doing
after
that
he
much
mentioned
before,
it.
Since I was basically a like a teenager.
You, if you want to have a crazy day, lay and look at the clouds with this freaky fuck.
Because I am seeing that some of them
he will find shit in
eyes
there.
And even sometimes a tail. And and sometimes that's what my monsters
will
have
find
as well.
Dragons and friggin' a beard. I mean, anything.
I like your friendship.
Thank you.
I like you guys. A friendship that you would recommend that I go lay down and look at clouds with him.
There's a big, pretty big business component to it at this point, too. But
yeah.
Kevin, you been involved in these?
Thank you.
Hard to know where.
There's a financial pressure on the friendship, of course.
And the business relationship.
No.
They didn't invite you.
No. I don't get invited anywhere.
She never said that she wanted to go.
I was never asked.
She never even said it.
We talk about it in front of you.
We say that we were doing that, and it's never.
Yeah.
You do this podcast, and then you just leave.
Yeah, it seems like as soon as
I don't feel like part of the group.
Yeah, they would be quiet.
I was working,
always left out.
I was working in the hallway next to the bathroom for like 45 minutes today. Because I got here a little early and I had some emails to send. So I was working in the hallway next to the bathroom. And I was worried people would think I was there to like listen to the bathroom. But yeah, you actually couldn't hear anything.
That's a lie.
Guys, I
no,
gotta
you
go
can't.
Pretty soon.
You have to leave?
Yeah, I got to go do a voiceover.
Okay, great. So
for?
Let's just get.
For
yeah.
Trolls? For trolls?
Doing trolls?
Trolls. Yes.
Do Angry Birds?
Hmm?
Did you
no,
ever do, no,
that'd be fun. My son would. No, he fell out of that. He would have loved that back
in the day.
Yeah,
you know.
Your son.
Which
was
is why are they still making that movie? Nobody cares about Angry Birds anymore. Did they? Is there a new Angry Birds movie?
There's a new one coming out. Yeah,
crazy.
But you can play the game from the when you're watching the movie on the screen.
Oh, okay, that makes it. Fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, but it only will do what they already are. Animated doing
what at some point, so like at some point, it would be financially advantageous for you to pay us to let you leave,
sure. Yes, of course, because you're gonna make a decent amount off the voiceover.
Think about how much you would lose to not to
be
miss
stuck
your
here doing the show,
record,
yeah.
No, it's fine. They would, I'm sure they would. I mean, that's the best part. I just do that small parts. I just come in, do 2-3 lines, takes me 20 minutes.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's not bad. It's not a bad way to work.
Which troll?
I would love to do that.
I play a troll named Cooper, who is a giraffe that poops cupcakes. And he doesn't
sound like a troll.
Cooper
he's
the pooper.
Troll. He's a troll. He's
a giraffe is a
pack.
Troll?
Yeah.
Cupcake.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Don't get
they
mad.
Don't all have to look the same. One
okay,
could
so
be a giraffe and a fun hat.
He does wear a hat?
He does wear a hat.
Okay.
Let's just knock out this NPR murder mystery intro, and then you as Stewie will be like, hey, I'm liking this, and then we'll let you go.
Okay.
In the spring of 2019, deep in the heart of the city, the skittering of the roaches and the sound of the crickets was drowned out for one brief moment by a different type of animal noise. The death throes of whoever somebody killed with a big freaking hammer.
Ooh, this is going to be exciting.
That was Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But that's huge for us.
That's a big guess for us.
Ooh, very big deal.
I can do impressions. I didn't know it.
And that was fun for me to see you discover that.
That's
nice.
Thank you.
It's a nice show. We do a nice show. Goodbye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.